The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. What is Jesus talking about? Bishop Barron has a great reflection on this morning. He says he's talking about the loop of grace, a beautiful phrase. The loop of grace. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. One way of stating it is, as God breathes his life into us, we call that grace. And his life is love. He is love. He gives it to us so that it can then be given. And only then, in this loop of grace, as his life is in us and then it is shared and given to others through love, in giving it away, then we receive more. And then we give, and then we receive more, because it says, and still more will be given to you. So the life of grace, which is a great gift in and of itself, is not meant to just be locked inside of us in some sort of private way. But it's really meant, it's given first out of a love for us that God has, so we can be alive and joyful and know we're loved, but it never stops there. This is, in fact, exactly what happens eternally in the Blessed Trinity. There's an exchange of love between God the Father and his Son. God the Father speaks to his Son and says, the second person of the Holy Trinity, and says, I love you. He receives that and then returns it, because it it can't bear to just stay where it landed. He says, love you too. Thanks. And there's a dynamism in that. There's a loop of grace there that is the Blessed Trinity that spirates forth into a third person. Holy cow. The Holy Spirit. And that can't stop, because it's meant to be moving and active. And that goes forth into all of creation. Actively, in this present moment, you and I, everyone who's ever been created, all of us existing now, and all those who will be created in the future. It's meant to be a dynamism of love. So too for us, it's the same thing, that the Blessed Trinity breathes into us his life, his divine life, and says, now give it away. And when you give it away, I'll give you more. And this is our understanding of, then the heart begins to grow and grow and grow, and it gets easier, because this is virtue, and love is charity, is one of the virtues. And it grows and grows, and it gets easier, and it gets easier, and it fills me more with peace and happiness and joy and all these wonderful things, and it gets more and more and more. All right. And then selfishness creeps in, and we go back. But it's constantly working a muscle of the heart. But if it stays locked up and it doesn't make its way out, then Jesus tells us it will shrink, because it's not meant to just be in there. It's not hermetically sealed. It will leak out and eventually be left with nothing. So our call, brothers and sisters, is to live in that dynamism of love, first acknowledging and receiving God's love, which we do right here, and we can do every day and all day long, and then to be challenged, and this perhaps is the challenge often, is to make sure that when we leave this church and these pews, it doesn't stop. There's perhaps the rub. God, you have loved me with a merciful and generous love. I beg you, help me to do that in the world I will encounter today, the people. Some of them I know, some of them I do not know. Just help me today and tomorrow and the day after that to be more like you and live that love and give that love. And then I will receive more, and what a great gift that is, Lord. You've done so much for us. Increase our desire for you, Lord, and teach us how to love as you do.